This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 16. Today's Bible verse is from 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. It says there, "The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever." End of quote. Rodney Dangerfield, an American comedian, said this, "Life is full of temporary situations, ultimately ending in a permanent solution." End of quote. Gautama Buddha said, "All life is temporary. Why to worry about anything that is only temporary?" End of quote. Lou Reed summed up like this, "It is just a temporary thing." End of quote. Beloved, why do most people have this thought of a temporary world and its shallowness and vanity? It appears we all somehow know deep inside us that everything in this world and all its desires we crave after are temporary and would never satisfy us. The Bible continually reminds this truth in its pages. Bible says God created all and it was all good and perfect. But due to the entrance of sin into this world by our first parents, Adam and Eve, the whole world is tainted and corrupted by sin. You can read about this in Genesis chapter 1 to 3. Ever since, the entire creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth until the day of liberation from its decay and bondage. There is a day of freedom coming up when the world and we will be free from its corruption. You see, the Solomon, the wisest man ever lived on this face of the earth, after enjoying lavishly all this world could offer him, finally made this statement. He said this, "I have seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after wind." Ecclesiastes 1:14. He enjoyed every pleasure and luxury this world could ever offer. However, he says, "All are just vanity and striving after wind." Then he gave a wise counsel at the conclusion of the matter. And it is recorded in Ecclesiastes 12:13. It says, "Fear God," and it means doing God's will, because this is the duty of all humankind. End of quote. You see, if you are a grown-up person, I'm almost sure you have already figured out this, don't you? You see, I loved my father. And when I go back to the neighborhood where I was born and grown, I have an empty and weird feeling. The roads that I walked with my father and mother are still there with a different look though, but the people I loved and cherished are no more there. Many of the roads and cities also changed drastically. God reminds us again and again, this world and all the things in it are temporary when compared with eternity. Eternity does not end. It is continuous forever and ever. You see, we have a deep desire for eternity, don't we? Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:11, and it says, "God has set eternity in the human heart." End of quote. You see, he sealed it in our hearts. However, in contrast to eternity, the world and the things we desire in this world surely will pass away, and it will end one day. We are also temporary because we all will die one day. Bible says in the book of Psalm 90 verse 10, "Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away." End of quote. Today's insight says the world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. In contrast to the temporary nature of this world and its desires, the Bible reminds us the one who does the will of God abides forever. If the Bible promises one who does the will of God lives forever, what is that will of God that I should do to live eternally? You see, people ask this question all through the centuries. Bible answers this question without any shadow of doubt in the Gospel of John chapter 60 verse 40. What is the will of God that I should do to live eternally, to live forever? Jesus Christ directly answered this question. Listen, he said, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day, end of quote. Let us read this verse and break it into two parts. God's will that makes you 100% eligible for eternal and everlasting life is this. Everyone who looks to the Son, that means to Jesus Christ, and believes in Him shall have eternal life. Did you notice the absolute surety, shall have eternal life? Did you also notice everyone? It does not matter who you are. Anybody can get eternal life if he or she looks to the Lord Jesus and believe Him as her Savior and Lord. This is the first and foremost will of God concerning people for the assurance of the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. The Bible says, look to Jesus Christ and believe Him as your Savior and Lord. Jesus is the Savior who died for all of your sins and shortcomings. He is the only way to eternal life. Listen, God has dropped only one lifeboat from heaven for us to get saved. Does God have other subsequent wills for your life? Of course He has. He has other wonderful plans and purposes for your life. However, the primary will of God for you is to look to His Son, Jesus, believe in Him, and thereby receive His eternal life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know this world and its desires will come to an end as soon as my time of death comes, or when the doors of eternity opens up. I believe if I do your will, I will live forever. In obedience to your word, I look to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and believe in His name. I believe He died and rose again for all of my sins and shortcomings. I trust in Him. Please save me, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.